Did she ever have to go to school at all, or did you not?
She went a little bit, about second, third grade, something.
Has she ever lived anywhere else other than...
Oh, yeah. She's been around everywhere.
She has. Been around, huh?
Yeah. She's been around before I found her. In 40 years she's been with me, I stopped her. I slowed her down.
Did she ever live in Florida?
That way she was born. Born in Florida. She was born in Union County, in Great Florida.
Okay, and do you know anything about her parents?
My mother's old. Georgia.
Where at Georgia?
Let me see where they came from. I didn't know. I don't forgot. They got some people living up there now. Somebody back up in Georgia.
Okay, we can ask her a little bit later. Okay, what do you call the time of day around 3 or 4 o'clock? Before supper, maybe, when you say, I expect to see him later this, what would that time of day, what would you call it?
See me.
And what do you call the time of day just before the sun first appears? Like, you say, I got up this morning before.
Before sunrise.
Sunrise. How about the time of day when the sun disappears?
Sundown.
There's been a hard storm and the rain has just stopped and the clouds are starting to blow away and the sun's just come out. You say the weather is...
Broke.
Broke. And what do you call a hard rain that doesn't last very long? Like it's just a quick hard rain. Maybe it only lasts...
A shower or something. Yeah.
What do you call the shelf above a fireplace?
Mouthpiece.
Mouthpiece. And what do you call the things that the logs rest on in the fireplace? Inside the fireplace, you put the logs on something. What do you call those?
I call them fire dogs.
Fire dogs. What do you call the small pieces of wood that you use to start a fire with?
Fat splinter.
Fat splinter. How about the especially rich little pieces of wood that might have oil in them or that light right away? That's also small, but they're especially rich pieces of wood that you use to start a fire.
Fat lighter or something?
Fat lighter. What do you call a place with a rod and with hangers for hanging clothes?
Clothes hang?
How about if it's built into the house, what do you call it? If you walked into your bedroom, you say, I'm going to hang my shirt in the... What?
Closet, all right.
Closet. And what would you call the overlapping pieces of wood that are horizontal boards that go on the outside of a house, they overlap like that and go all the way down the house.
Shingles?
Shingles. And if they're large boards that go all the way across the house, do you have another name for that?
You mean on top of the house?
No, not on top, on the sides of houses.
Weatherboard.
Weatherboard. What do you call this covered area, like the front part of your house, where the chairs are?
What I call it? That? I call it a porch.
Porch.